Turbulent times call for clear-headed insight. That's hard to come by these days, especially on TV. That's where we come in. Salem News Channel has the greatest collection of conservative minds all in one place. People you know and trust, like Dennis Prager, Eric Metaxas, Charlie Kirk, and more. Unfiltered, unapologetic truth. Find what you're searching for at snc.tv and on Local Now Channel 525.
Donate and listen to the podcast at wrwl.org.
All righty, we are back. And Joe, you know, there's this fellow named Bishop Strickland, and he says that forces have influenced globalist Pope Francis into making his decisions. He said it's principles of evil, principalities of evil are influencing Pope Francis. And so he says Francis is not totally to blame. In the news that shocks the Catholic world, globalist Pope Francis decided to resort to exceptional move of personally removing conservative Bishop Strickland from his position in the Tyler, Texas diocese. Now, Strickland was not, mind you, involved in any brewing sex scandal, as so many in the Vatican ranks, including people close to Francis. No, not at all. Strickland's only transgression was being a hardliner on the Jesus line, something that does not seem to be very appreciated in Francis' orbit. Strickland wisely does not blame his removal on Pope Francis because there are many forces working at him and influencing him to make these kinds of decisions. An interview with LifeSite, the bishop addressed his removal from Tyler, Texas diocese and the situation in the church today. The only answer I have is because forces in the church right now don't want the truth of the gospel. They want it changed. They want it ignored. They want to be rid of the truth that is gloriously not going to go away. The truth that is Jesus Christ, his mystical body, which is the church, all wonders and the martyrs died for the saints, lived for almost 2,000 years since Christ died and rose. So far, the Vatican has not provided an official explanation for Strickland's removal. I know that he is looked upon here in the United States as the Catholic leader of the United States. So let's play that clip that Bannon on Strickland and the Pope.
We're talking about the fight of Christendom in the West, and the fake Pope terminated the most conservative bishop, Bishop Strickland of Tyler, Texas. And I don't think any of the American bishops, I haven't heard one. I think maybe the chaplain for the military has come forward. What's happening in Baltimore tomorrow? You're organizing something or helping to organize something, I think a rosary. Is Bishop Strickland invited inside to actually attend the bishop's conference?
No. So the bishop right now has been given basically – he's not allowed to vote. He's not allowed to meaningfully participate in the bishops' conference after being ousted by Pope Francis. He's basically left out in the cold. Now, he's a man who is very much like the fishermen, the original apostles. So he basically is taking the Holy Spirit's advice. He figured he had the ticket anyway to go to Baltimore. He was called to go there and pray. Already set up was the fact that he always did a rosary outside the bishop's conference with pro-lifers, a group called Defend Life. They've been doing this tiny little rosary rally outside of the bishop's conference every year. It's usually about a dozen people. I'm sure there's going to be slightly more than a dozen people this time. So it was already set up. So it's like a God incidence that he's there. He's kicked out of the bishop's. He's not able to participate meaningfully. So he's out there praying. He's been out there praying for the last couple of days already, just walking around with three or four men praying the rosary. And that's what he does. An incredible guy. And it's going to be happening tomorrow. That's Wednesday at noon.
And where should people go? I mean, specifically, I know it's the bishop's conference, but if people want to head in from the hinterland to do this? Where do they go?
Marriott Hotel right in Baltimore on the Inner Harbor there. And they'll be right outside the front doors. You can't miss them.
At 12 noon, and that's where you guys are going to congregate?
That's right. We're congregating right there, right by the front doors of the Marriott Hotel Inner Harbor.
John Henry, how, when we're at this moment, you're seeing these protests and this war is going on, and the Sharia supremacists are saying this is about the West. People are starting to cower. I can already see that people are starting to get afraid. You're going to have a number of Christian groups that do not show up today to this rally to support Israel. Is it just coincidence? Because we don't believe in coincidences here in the war room, that the Pope takes out the traditional Catholics' top person here in the United States, Bishop Strickland?
I totally agree with you. Nothing is a coincidence. It is interesting. This comes on the heels of some pretty major criticism from Pope Francis. The Catholic world has just been involved in a month long, all of October. We had this synod on synodality, they called it. And basically, it was worried about it would be a push for blessings of same-sex unions and also a kind of women's ordination thing. Both those things happened, but the Pope held his own sort of uber synod at the time. From the people he picked to be part of it, which included the most radical pushers of homosexuality out there in the church, to meeting during the synod with all the promoters of same-sex blessings inside the Catholic Church. He held this over top, that's why I say an uber synod. During the synod, he held all this stuff, meeting with people who were banned by John Paul II and Benedict. So he's really doing a move to change the church in a very substantial way and was called out for it by two major cardinals. Rome Life Forum, LifeSite News has held since 2014 every year a forum in Rome to basically stand in resistance against the creation of this new false church, which has been pushed by Pope Francis and the agenda by his new head of the Doctrine of Faith, Cardinal Fernandez. It's unbelievable because they are folks. Cardinal Fernandez would have been labeled a heretic by John Paul II, and yet now he sits at the head of the Office for Doctrine in the Church. So it's a total revolution. There are bishops and cardinals standing against it, but as soon as you do, you can get your head lopped off, as did Cardinal Burke right in the beginning, and now Bishop Strickland.
And Cardinal Mueller. I mean, Cardinal Mueller retired right away.
And now, basically still speaking out. I think one of the problems is with these courageous men who get their heads lopped off, as it were, they continue to speak. In fact, it seems like they're freed from, you know, being constrained to taking care of their own diocese, and their voices then get to echo throughout the world. And that's certainly the case with Cardinal Mueller now, and I'm sure it's going to be the same with Bishop Strickland.
For our evangelical viewers and also Jewish and other religions, this is for traditional Catholics. This has been a huge, huge, huge event, taken out really the person that people look to as the senior most traditional Catholic in the country, Bishop Strickland of Tyler, Texas. John Henry, you're doing such a great job of LifeSite. Where do people go to get the information? Where do they go to follow you on social media? 12 noon tomorrow at the Marriott Inner Harbor in Baltimore will be Bishop Strickland will be there with the rosary, people getting together. Where do people go to get more information? John Henry.
LifeSiteNews.com. We'll be live streaming it. There'll be a special afterward with more information. If you can follow us, we're on Twitter, Facebook, even though banned there once. We're actually on YouTube as well, a secret channel after they kicked off two of our channels. There's a little one called LSN TV. There's all sorts of stuff, and we have our own video server on site. So if you go to LifeSiteNews.com, you will get absolutely everything.
Alrighty, folks. Scott in Illinois pledges $50. Thank you, Scott. The numbers, the lines are open. We got to hear from you. They're not ringing now. We need to hear from you at 888-281-1110 or 888-677-9673. Again,
yes.
888-281-1110. 1110 or 888-677-9673. Alrighty.
I just want to add, you got to remember, folks, nobody in this ministry has ever taken a dime in salary money. We all donate our own time, our own talent, our own treasure to keep this going, and your donations pay the bills. Now, you got to remember, on all the different stations, we have to pay the radio airtime, and every station we're on has to become self-supporting. We have to be able to pay the bills. So, you know, if just everybody, you know, if you want to hear us on your station, you have to help support us. You have to partner with us. We're doing the work, but the donations pay the bills. So if you want to hear us on the station you're listening to, you've got to pitch in and help donate. It is really a partnership thing. And we would just ask that you prayerfully consider, you know, supporting us, keeping us on the air.
Well, Joe, we have approximately 50 minutes left, and we need to raise another $4,100. So we need to raise another $4,100. We've got 50 minutes left to do it. So we need some people out there to match the $500. Yesterday, I pledged $1,000. We need people. If we can get some matches on that $1,000, that would really be nice.
I don't know. We just had several good donations, but we need matches, and we need, well, we need a lot of people just to go ahead and donate that $20, $30, $40. For years, that was the bulk of our support. Many, many people, many hands lighten the load, folks. And I know times are hard out there, but you're going to have, they say radio is free, but that's because of all the commercials and advertisements. And there are not too many companies that want to sponsor us as advertisers. They tend to run away real quick.
You know what I did, Joe? I forgot something. Guess what I forgot? I forgot to let people know, you know, the little red book, that little red book, the Bible Answer Book, which is absolute dynamite. It's the best thing that we've ever had a gift as far as out there because it is so handy. It is such a handy book. It's got all of the different topics in the Bible and all of the Bible verses that go to, that pertain to that topic. And, folks, for a donation of $25 or more. Now, all of you out there, if you already donated, just remind us when you send your money in, or if you've already sent it in, send us a note to remind us that you've got that you donated, and we'll send you that little red book. It is absolutely the Bible Answer Book. It is absolutely dynamite. And I know I use mine all the time, Joe.
I do, too. It's a very, very handy thing to have, especially as we get older and the more brain damage I have, the more I need a little help.
Absolutely. So you folks out there, you know, if we pastors have been teaching the Bible for 50 years. If we make good use of it, just think how much it can help you, right?
Exactly. Yep.
Alrighty. Now, Joe, there was a march today in Washington, D.C., and that march was to march to support Israel. Everyone expected a lot of excitement. They expected,
they wanted to see it. We, you and I, didn't expect that. We knew exactly what would happen. We've been there with Right to Life marches. We saw when Glenn Beck had his thing, and when Christians come together, you don't have problems, do you?
No, there was about, they say they were closing in on about 1 million people. Now, we're going to try to go ahead and play this clip on the march. Like I said, we've got a new system in, and we've been having some problems. But go ahead if we can do it.
The problems with the Gavirkians, huh?
Yeah.
Go to Ben Berquan. Ben, you're at the rally. By the way, I'm getting blowback, particularly from some colleagues of mine. You know, is this Israel first war room? No, dude, come on. All I'm saying is something quite simple. This is much deeper. I'm going to tell Marshall in a second. This is much deeper than just Israel, much deeper than just the Jews. And people got to understand that because they're coming. 300,000, the 300,000 in London on Remembrance Day. We're saying, hey, it's the West, it's the English, it's the British, it's the Americans, okay? Ben Berquam, you're at the rally. Tell me about how big a crowd we're going to get.
Well, Steve, it's massive, the area. They're just starting to come in now. The main event starts at 1 p.m. goes to around 3 o'clock, and there's a pre-show with high school and college age students, kids coming out here as well. They're going to be starting that at 11:30. But this area, if you know the mall, it stretches. The entrance to this thing stretches almost. I'm almost up to the Capitol. It stretches almost down all the way to the Washington Monument. So it's going to be a huge, huge rally. And as you mentioned, Steve, this is as much about the attack. I mean, the Islam, the jihadists around the world have telegraphed this for decades. To pretend anything else is naive. For anyone out there marching around saying ceasefire now and but not saying anything about Hamas and the terrorists that have been attacking Israel for decades, they're just ignorant. They're absolutely ignorant.
By the way, I hear that there are a number of Christian groups that are not coming today because of the security warning that was put out last night by DHS. Made this, Cash, correct me if I'm wrong, a top priority.
Level one.
Level one tells you that what? You could expect maybe a bomb to go off? Is that what level one is, the highest security we have for D.C.?
For DHS, yeah. They're telling you basically we're under highest threat security alert. And they're doing that because the media wants it to be reported like that to instill fear in the American public.
And so people don't show up.
Exactly.
And by the way, it worked, because I know a number of Christian groups that kind of waved off and said, hey, we can't send our kids there, you know, liability, et cetera. Ben, are you hearing anything of that?
Yeah, I'm telling you what, I haven't seen this level of lockdown around the city since January 6th. I mean, you've got, and actually it's probably more now, you've got more streets blocked off, massive amounts of police. I heard the National Guard is being brought in. I haven't seen that yet. But there's a high level of security everywhere that I go, and we're hearing that too. And it goes back to what you said. That's the point. That's what the left wants. That's why you had Antifa and BLM burning down America for 4 years. They tried to get America to capitulate to their will. This is the same thing. Now we're seeing this relationship between the radical left, the Antifa, BLM, Rainbow Coalition, along with jihadists. So it's no wonder that they're taking this as a major threat. But as you said, that's the whole point, is to get people to not show up. And that's why it's so important that we do show up. And I understand when you're dealing with kids. I know the school, we were talking to Liberty and some of the folks over there. You know, when you're talking about other people's kids, it's a different story. Now, they're all adults, but I get it. I mean, that's where we're at in America. And I just want people to understand this. This is a prelude of what's to come. When President Trump takes office again, amen, they want you to be living in fear. And that's what really, that's what, yes, we're going to see this thing really explode. Yeah.
They've set up the narrative. Isn't it ironic that a free a pro-Israeli march in Washington, D.C. has been designated a level one security threat by DHS, but the border is not? And the media is ginning up this narrative that when Donald Trump comes back in, he's going to open up concentration camps to deport illegal immigrants. This is all being scripted by the government gangsters and their partners in the mainstream media. And this is what Ben is talking about. He's totally right. They're preparing for an implosion in the Joe Biden presidency, and then they're going to just hook it onto Donald Trump and say, oh, look what he did. He has concentration camps.
You mean, and Trump brought this on, that this all the turmoil, right, in the country is brought on by Trump. I want to go, when they had the massive, I think it was 50,000 to 100,000, I think it was 100,000 here a couple of weeks ago, pro-Palestine, which I think shocked people. And we've played those speeches, how hateful they were right by the White House. No security alert for that. No level one security.
Zero.
Is that because Christians and Jews would say, hey, you got a right to free speech? But here, as soon as you get the Jews and the Christians come together for this, that the Islamist and part of that pro-Palestinian are sending threats. It must be some sort of threats.
It's
that they're
the bigoted
out
approach to national security brought to you by the radical left and mainstream media.
It is bigoted,
things,
right?
Because they always say, we're the racists. We're the guys.
Right.
That are doing this around the world, and this is what they do.
Ben, the speaker, you're going to be there all day. We'll be able to dip in and out of Ben, Real America's Voice, be covering. The speakers, I think, start at 2 o'clock. I think Speaker Johnson's going to be there, Stefanik, other members of the House. I think other prominent people are going to speak. Ben, you're going to be there throughout the day?
Yeah, I'll be here all day. It's supposed to go to about 3 o'clock. I hear things, you know, some other events. I'm sure that with these number of people, you're going to see marches. I hear some people are going to head down to the White House. We'll see what happens with that. But it is interesting to note the Democrats are in a really tough spot here. You've got Hakeem Jeffries going to be speaking here, but as well as Speaker Johnson, as you mentioned. Oh. And then you've also got Van Jones of CNN opening this thing up at 1 o'clock. So, you know, the Democrats, you've got the Democrats that are trying to not be anti-Semites. some of them, but you have their entire base that is coming out against the Jews, chanting from the river to the sea, Palestine will be free, which means they're going to wipe Israel off the map. So it's a really interesting paradigm that we're in right now, when you've got basically all of the right, all of conservatism lined up in support of Israel. Now, there's people that disagree with some of Israel's policies, some of what's going on, but everybody agrees that terrorists need to be stopped on the right. On the left, it's a civil war going on right now.
Whoa. The river to the sea is just not about the Jews. They want to take over the holy sites. Didn't we fight a couple of crusades about? Ooh, I used the C word. I got Taylor Marshall coming up. No, the river to the sea is just not about the. It's not just genocide to the Israelis into Israel. To the Israelis and the Jews, they want to take control of the holy sites. I don't see us saying we've got to control Mecca and Medina. I haven't heard any Christians say that. They have to take the holy sites and the Holy Land. Is this what this is? I mean, people got to understand what's going on here. It's much deeper than Israel and the Jewish people. They're coming after the West.
All righty, what we got here, folks, is we've got this division to divide, to get within, divide from within. Now, it's not just that you're seeing some of this on the left right now. There's a major problem within the Communist Party, the Democratic Party here in the State Department. There's a lot of pushback against Obama Biden. And of course, you've got the hardcore Muslims, what they call the squat, pushing in. And there's some like Chuckie Schumer and that are pushing back. So there's a division within the Communist Party, but also there's a division within those on the right. Like, you know, most of us in the media, we're supporting Israel because Israel was attacked. Now, Israel is by no means perfect. It's very, very far from perfect. And, you know, yeah, there was some... Well, you would probably say hostility from Israel against the Palestinians, but nothing like the hostility against the Palestinians by their own Arabs. That's why none of the Arab people, you know, want them, because they have, it used to be the PLO, now it's Hamas, and this is why they won't take them into their country. They don't want to take terrorists into their country. They want to send them here, because Mayorkas and Joe Obama Biden is saying the border's open. Send us all of your terrorists. Just remember, if you want us to give you what the hardworking people in America have worked and earned, what belongs to them, come here and just vote yes for your Democrats, for your communists, and we'll give you what belongs to the hardworking American people. That's the reality. That's what's really taking place out there. So Patrick in Ohio pledges 200. Thank you, Patrick. Bev in New York pledges 100. Thank you, Bev.
Well, I want to add something to what you were saying. All those Arabs that are living in Israel, I have never seen a news story about Jews beating up an Arab or breaking store windows or, you know, doing things like that. You don't hear of any of them getting mad and denouncing their citizenship, leaving to go to a Muslim country. It tells you it can't be too horribly bad there. If these people stay, they're not being persecuted. If they're allowed to have their mosque, their church, their, you know, religious different places. So, you know, all the stuff you're hearing, you look at what's really happening on the street. That's how you judge what's going on.
All righty. The numbers are, right now, Joe, we're 3,850 short. We are 3,850 short of our goal. So that's what we got to raise. The phone numbers are 888-677-9673. That's 888-677-9673 or 888-281. 1110. That's 888-281-1110. Joe, I'm going to cut that down, Joe, by $1,000 right now, and I'm going to see if I can get some matches. We're putting our money where our mouth is here. We really do. And again, remember, not only are we here volunteering our time, we're actually putting our own money in on top of that. And folks, when I tell you that we work hard, we really do work hard. We really do work hard because the cause is a righteous cause. We're talking about America. We're talking about our freedom. We're talking about your children's freedom and their children's freedom. Folks, we're talking about exposing the satanic, and boy, when I tell you, when I say satanic left, the Communist Party, the Antichrist system, I mean exactly that. This is where you're at. This is the evil day. This is the evil day we're living in, the Lord Jesus talked about. And so we are, he's raised us up. We are to push back at this with every ounce of energy we have. We are to push hard back against the Antichrist world system. So,
well, that's just like Hosea 4:6. We've read this many times. My people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. That's why we go to the scripture, give you God's word. We tell you the news stories that they don't want you to hear, don't want you to know. We went back and told you about the history of Israel, the truth about all the different facts and things we come up with. And just like now, do you remember the Princeton professor, Peter Singer?
Oh, I remember him very well. He's the one.
Well, he's at it again. He's out there now. He's a professor, folks, of bioethics. Yeah, professor, a Princeton professor of ethics.
That man is an absolute fool. Peter Singer, according to God's Word, the Bible, right here, and yours truly, is an absolute fool.
Yeah, well, he's written all kinds of bad books. Now he's got a new article, Zoophilia is Morally Permissible. And he called his new article thought-provoking. In other words, he's talking about sexual intercourse with animals, how it's thought-provoking, and it's now morally permissible in our new society. And he's challenging one of our taboos, and he argues for the moral permissibility of some forms, sexual contact between humans and animals, and gives you a new perspective in calling for a serious and open discussion on animal and sex ethics. This kind of stuff. This guy is, one, a professor. He should have been fired long ago. And to call him a professor of bioethics, any kind of ethics, this man has zip, zilch, nada.
First of all, Joe, okay, it couldn't be nothing new because years ago he wrote a book. We talked about it. We went after him then.
Yep.
And he said that having sex with animals. Now, see, this is the mindset. This is what should qualify him to be a presidential candidate in the Communist Party, the Democratic Party, because this lunatic actually said that sex with animals, sex with your sheep or your goat, sex with animals is morally acceptable as long as it's consensual. In other words, if you have a conversation with your goat, and you talk about, you know, you want to open sex, and the goat agrees with you, according to Singer, then it's morally acceptable. But now, Joe, he did have an exception. He said the exception was sex with chickens, even with their consent, Joe, was not morally acceptable. I wonder how he knew that, Joe.
I don't want to even go there. I've seen horses neigh at people when they want an apple, want to get petted or something, want some hay. But this kind of stuff just boggles the mind. This is liberalism, folks. This is the kind of professor. You want to pay $70,000 a year plus to send your kids to Princeton to have people like this teach them? I mean, this is insanity. It just blows my mind.
Look, let me ask you a question, Joe. If you're going to be a good standing Democrat within the Democratic Party, okay, where in the world does ethics or morals come in? Look,
it doesn't.
Tell me one. Give me one Democrat that you know that's a moral Democrat, that's ethical Democrat. I can think of one. I can think of one.
Junior, the guy that's running for presidency.
Manchin? Joe Manchin would be probably the only one, but he's leaving the Democratic Party.
The Kennedy that's running.
Yeah.
Having a senior moment.
Robert
Kennedy, Jr.
He's no longer a Democrat. He's leaving the he's running as an independent. Because
you're right.
You see, if you have morals and if you have values and you do have ethics, then you're kind of an outcast within the collective. We'll be right back after this.
Now you've heard the story about the King of Kings, who was born of a virgin and above all things. Yes, he was, and he wasn't, and he is, and he's yet to come. And how he went to the desert and was tempted thrice by the serpent, who was Satan and the father of lies. How he did all the things that he did, 'cause he was Yahweh's own son. He said, I am the way and the truth and the life. So they hung him from a tree till he was crucified. Then they carried him and buried him in a tomb 3 days and three nights long. And with a bang and a clang and a great big boom, the angel removed the stone from the tomb. And when they all went looking inside, well, Jesus, he was gone. And now you know there ain't no skeleton in Jesus' closet. The Father calls it for the Son to be redeemed. When you're resurrected from the grave, you leave no deposit. Yes, there ain't no skeleton in Jesus' closet. Now as the Spirit moved and the church caught fire and the gospel spread through the Roman Empire, that old devil's old world order was turned upside down. It seemed the more that he martyred and he crucified, the more the Holy Ghost of Jesus Christ was multiplied, until the gospel of the saving grace of Christ was finally spread the world around. All because there ain't no skeleton in Jesus' closet. The Father had caused it for the Son to be redeemed. When you're resurrected from the grave, you leave no deposit. Yes, there ain't no skeleton in Jesus' closet. Now the Muslims say it's down to Aliyabow. The Hindus pray they'll come back as a cow. The Orientals say only Buddha's the way. But what are they gonna say on Resurrection Day? Now the world's got leaders that are trying to lead, but the truth of the matter is they're all deceived, 'cause they've all got secrets in their past they're trying to hide. So when Satan steps up to make his deals, he threatens to tell all the other big wheels, so they all conspire together to save their own hides. But you know there ain't no skeleton in Jesus' closet. The Father had caused it for the Son to be redeemed. When you're resurrected from the grave, you leave no deposit. Yes, there ain't no skeleton in Jesus' closet. Yes, there ain't no skeleton in Jesus' closet.
And there ain't no skeleton in Jesus' closet, folks. You can take that to the bank. And that was my old friend Carl Klang, who went to heaven. I know that fellow would hear those words, "Well done, my good and faithful servant." Boy, he had a heart for the Lord. And I just love his patriotic attitude that he had. Anyhow, Maryland and California pledges 100. Thank you, Maryland. And Joe in Ohio pledges 100. Thank you, Joe. Can I get anyone to match my 1,000? Can I get anybody to match my 1,000? We need to do that tonight. It would be really nice if I could get several people to match my 1,000.
Match my 200 would put us in the same place.
Yeah. Okay, so there you go. Five people to match Joe's 200 or one person to match my 1,000, folks. Okay. Or what if we got five people to match my 1,000, right?
That would be a small miracle. That would be wonderful.
All right, very good. Well, the numbers are 888-677-9673 or 888-281-1110. Now, Joe, I'm going to let's tell on some more here. Sick people, this is why we're here. This is what we're fighting. This is why we want you folks to really understand that we got to push back. America's in real trouble right now. America's standing in the shadow of a holy living God, and he is not happy with America. He doesn't think we're putting up the kind of fight against this evil that we should. Oh, some of us are putting up all with everything we have, but others are doing nothing. So we need your help. We need,
evil
first of all,
triumphs when good men and women do nothing. It's a very, very true statement.
And that's why we're here tonight. Sick people, that's right here, article by the Gateway Pundit. Singer Pink, I guess there's some kind of a rock band, and Pen America will hand out banned porn books. They're going to hand out their banned porn books for kids at their Florida concert. You hear that, Governor? I hope that you have the state police there. Why do communists, why do Democrats insist on pushing porn books on kids? Why do they think that this is necessary? Many parents around the country were shocked last year when they became aware of the illegal porn books their local schools were pushing on kids in the student libraries. Well, I don't know why you were shocked. We've been telling you about this for 50 years. We've been telling you about it, like I said, for the past 50 years. But
yeah,
this phenomenon is taking place across the country. One book that was found in several libraries is titled Gender Queer, a memoir by Maya Kobabe. The book is a graphic novel with drawings that explains in lurid detail the sexual interactions between two underage schoolboys and has been inserted in high school libraries across the America. Despite violating guidelines against pornography or sexuality, explicit materials being provided to minors and paid for with our tax dollars. Well, Joe, it shows you some of the photos that they have, the graphic in this book, and they're not good.
They're not good.
There's sodomites performing sodomy on each other. Yeah,
I'm not. They weren't anything an adult needed to see, let alone children.
All righty. Dale in Roseville pledged $50. Thank you, Dale. 888-677-9673 or 888-281-1110. Won't you please match our, can you match my $1,000 pledge? I'm asking. Or there's a couple $500 pledges, some $200 pledges. Can you match those, folks? We definitely need to hear from you. And so,
or just those of you that there's some people I've talked to that don't like calling in. You can just go to the website, wrwl.org, and you can donate online there, or you can just mail your donation to WRWL Ministries, 147-8-1, 147-8-1 Sperry Road. Sperry Road in Newbury, Newbury, Ohio, 44065. That's WRWL. That'll do it. 14781, 14781, Sperry Road, Newbury, Ohio, 44065. And if you're traveling, I'll repeat the website. It's real easy to get to, wrwl.org. And we need to hear from you if we want to be on the station you're listening to.
Well, you know, Joe, one of the things we keep forgetting to do is tell people about the newsletter. We bring you a lot of articles, but that newsletter, folks, is dynamite, and the newsletter will be going out this week here. And a lot of the things we talk about here on the radio program, but you'll have in your hand those articles where you can go and take and make copies. Because a lot of times, Joe, when we tell people, especially, in fact, I have an article, I think I might be saving this for tomorrow to get, because Wendy's going to be with us here and have her comment on it. But it's what's happening now with these young women who are pregnant that have taken the shots.
And, Yeah,
and they're miscarrying left and right. They're losing their babies left and right. And I don't think that's by accident, Joe.
Yeah, I've got a story, too, about the feds are hiding books on vaccine injuries. And we'll do that with Wendy, too. It ties in with what you're talking about.
All right, very good. 888-677-9673. Boy, we're running out of time. Right now, we will be here for approximately 20 minutes. We'll be here to midnight tonight, folks. But we got to hear from you because we're running low. Cannot we get a couple matches? We need a couple matches, right, Joe?
We definitely do. We need to hear from a lot of people right now if we're going to stay on their station, stay on the air.
Okay, do you know who a guy named Zach Rehaya is?
It's not ringing a bell right now, but...
Well, he's a Marine Corps veteran, he's a father, he's a husband, and he is a J6 political prisoner. He's a political prisoner.
Oh, that's right. That's right. Now, yeah.
The Gateway Pundit previously reported on the ruthless, and politically motivated sentences that a very extremely dishonorable, a very Antichrist dishonorable Judge Kelly handed down on Proud Boys. And that judge, there will be no justice until Judge Kelly is in that dirty jail. This Judge Kelly, who, you know, we used the word reprobate earlier, Joe, okay? This guy, I'm going to tell you, Joe, prostitutes, whores wear, some wear skirts, some wear suits, three-piece suits, others wear black robes. But according to God's word, the Bible, what qualifies them as a whore, well, we find that in courtrooms all over the place now, don't we?
All over. That's for sure.
And here he's handing down maximum, even harsher sentences than the persecutors are asking. If he finds out they're Christians and he finds out they're Christian patriots, he puts his max on these people. And so Marine Corps veteran Zach Ryle's gut-wrenching recollection of hearing his sentence of 15 years after he was convicted of seditious conspiracy, Joe. Something that was completely made up and a complete lie. Well, that's exactly what's happening in those courtrooms. Since his arrest, Zach has missed the birth of his daughter. He has never been able to hold his almost one-year-old child. He also has a teenage daughter who misses him greatly and has not seen since his arrest. Zach wrote the following to Gateway Pundit.
Without bail, that's against the U.S. Constitution.
Zach wrote the following to Gateway Pundit to update readers in the second of series of letters. You can read, well, I can't read part one because I don't have it here, but anyhow, there you go. All right, Janice in Minnesota pledges 50. Thank you, Janice. Thank you. We're running out of time. In fact, we're just about at that time where we start talking about what really matters again. I want to say this, we're coming up to some, we could be coming up to some very, very difficult times in this country, folks. In fact, we are coming up to difficult times. Unless the Lord comes does what he should, what he does, we're going to probably be in a civil war. I mean, we're heading that way now. The opposition has got some very, very bad plans for us this year. The plans are out there already to burn down the cities, to start in that area. They do not want Trump elected, In other words, they're going to try to put the fear. Now, Obama Biden, who has sold us out, Obama Biden, who has sold us out, along with all of those so-called January 6th people in that January 6th committee, folks, that was insurrection, all right? It was insurrection by the Democratic Communist Party, not by the Christian patriots. And it's supported by the lying, and I mean lying, liberal media out there. And the Bible tells you the righteous will become more righteous and the wicked will become more wicked. And so we are doing everything that we can possibly do out there today. Because all of this, Joe, all of this means that it's simply signs of the Lord's imminent return is coming closer and closer, isn't it?
It sure, you know, from everything that Scripture tells us, that's what's happening. We're getting closer. How close? We don't know. He said Jesus and only the Father knows, but he told us there would be signs that we would know when it's getting near.
Well, those signs are all around us. They're everywhere you turn. And so we're again, things could get very, very difficult this winter. This winter they could be very difficult. You're going to have a prices problems with, well, there's going to be major shortages of food, and this is done on purpose. This is done on purpose, folks. And so we're telling you out there, you need to stock up, you need to be prepared, and also heating oil and gas. There could be some real shortages of that. It could be a very, very tough winter. Now, what we were doing too is we were talking about tactical civics. It may be too late, but we have to try anyhow. Tactical civics is a way of putting us, first of all, Joe, we don't have our government, we cannot depend upon them to help us. Those in government, the vast majority of
the enemy,
right, have become. Now, we do have some good people out there, and we praise the good Lord for the ones we do have, that are, like Jim Jordan, for example, Ted Cruz and some others that are good people out there fighting Bill Gates, Matt Gates and that. But for the most part, we just saw seven or eight rhinos, keep Mariakas, who is a high treasonous, I mean, committed high treason against America. But the rhinos, what did they get? You know, I mean, you don't sell your soul for nothing. What, you wonder what they sold their soul for to turn on us. This man should be tried for high treason. All of what he did to keep the border open and all of the terrorists coming into our country. And like I said, things could get really, really tough. So now what you need to do is you need to be ready. And you know, we bring this to you every night, but it's the most important thing. And it could be very close. I mean, right now, I mean, anytime you could hear, come on up. Today, your soul is required of you. Today, if you heard that, remember how the Lord Jesus was spoken to the rich man. Remember the rich man said, you know what, I've got all of this extra food, but, you know, I don't think I'm going to, all this extra grain and that, I don't think I'm going to give it to the poor, the hungry out there. Nope, I think what I'm going to do is I'm going to hang on to it and build extra barns and silos. And, you know, when the price goes up, you know, keep it off the market. Price goes up, I'll make a killing, right? And yeah. This is where he was. His heart wasn't in, you know, having charity. And guess what, folks? The Lord said, "Now, fool, tonight your soul will be required of you." Now, that's going to happen tonight. All across this world, tonight, this very
Someone
night.
Someone somewhere is going to be called.
That's right. And it could be you. Many of you listening to us out there tonight. The question is, are you ready? This is why we... the message I preached there, to make your salvation sure, to make your salvation sure. And for you out there tonight, if If you cannot say to me, Pastor, I know if I died right here tonight, I know I'd go home to be with the Lord. I know that I would be out of here and into glory. Then you are in real danger of hellfire. So what do you need to do? Well, you need to go to the Lord. You need to pray to the Father. You really need to pray to the Father and admit, look, Father God, I'm a sinner. And we know you're a holy God, and you know a holy God judges sin, and you know that's not going to work well for me. But you give me the way out. You place your son upon a cross. He took my place, a substitutionary death, and because of that, I can get out of hell free. I can get out of hell free. But you know what? I got to realize, I got to trust, I got to believe, and I got to realize that Christ died and suffered terribly for my sins. And I really need to be sorry for that. I really do. When I think about how my sins, the pain it caused me. And so what you need to do is you need to ask the Father for forgiveness of your sins. And then you need to call upon the name of the Lord. The Bible says there's only one name under heaven, one name by which you can be saved. And you need to call upon the name of the Lord Jesus. Ask him to be the Lord of your life, all of your life, without any reservations at all. In other words, like he said, you must put him first before your mother, your brother, your father, your sister. He's got to come first in your life. And if you do that, then you will be on the road to immortality. And I know sometimes people say, well, I don't know. I don't know if I believe all that. Well, folks, I've got to tell you, there's nothing that ever existed that is more sure than the Word of God. There is no greater source of truth in existence than the Word of God. There is no greater source of knowledge in existence than the Word of God. Right here, this King James Bible setting by me is the highest, the absolute, ultimate, highest authority right here on planet Earth. Now you say, well, why aren't we being taught that in school? Well, the answer to that, like the answer to all of life's problems, lies right within the pages of that book. And this is why we've been out here preaching this all these years. And so, anyhow, if you'll do that, you will become a new creature, a born-again believer, an heir of kingdom, and you'll be on your way to eternal life. Go ahead, Joe. How much time do I have there? All right, go ahead, Joe. You got 30 seconds.
Just like Luke 13:3, I tell you nay, but except ye repent, ye shall all likewise perish. We have one choice. You can repent and be saved, or you can perish. God does not stutter. The first words Jesus said, remember Matthew 4, from that time Jesus began to preach and to say, repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand.
Amen.
Heaven was brought down to earth for us.
All righty. We're going to be here for about 8 more minutes till midnight, folks. We'll be waiting for your calls. We'll be waiting for somebody to match my 1,000. We'll be waiting for someone to match Joe's 200. We'll be waiting. Well, until tomorrow, we want to say this. Good night.
Good night.
And always, always, keep fighting the fight.
Thanks for listening to the Voice of the Christian Resistance. Thanks for listening to the Voice of the Christian Resistance. What's Right, What's Left, hosted by Pastor Ernie Sanders. To learn more about our ministry, please visit us online at www.wrwl.org. Please tune in next time for another edition of What's Right, What's Left.
The preceding program is sponsored by What's Right, What's Left Ministries and is responsible for its content.
When I grow up, I want to work for a woke company. Like super woke.
When I grow up,
I want to be hired based on what I look like
rather than my skills.
I want to be judged
by my political beliefs.
I want to get promoted
based on my chromosomes.
When I grow up,
I want to be offended
by my coworkers
and walk around the office
on eggshells
and have my words policed
by HR.
Words like
grandfather,
peanut gallery,
long time no see,
no can do.
When I grow up,
I want to be obsessed with emotional safety
and do workplace sensitivity training
all day long.
When I grow up, I want to climb the corporate ladder
just by following the crowd.
I want to be a conformist.
I want to weaponize my pronouns. What are pronouns?
It's time to grow up and get back to work. Introducing the number one woke-free job board in America, RedBalloon.work.